From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump pledged to, quote, take care of the North Korea problem after the country's latest ballistic missile launch, the first after a two-month hiatus, which his Pentagon chief said was the highest yet, signifying an expanded threat. Indeed, nuclear weapons expert David Wright with the Union of Concerned Scientists tells VOA the range was indeed quite significant.
It looks like the kinds of tests North Korea was doing earlier in the year, which was to shoot things on a very, very high lofted trajectory that would come down in the Sea of Japan rather than overflying Japan. If you look at how high it went and figure out how far that would go if you shot it on a normal trajectory, it's very, very long. It looks like they could essentially cover the entire continental United States with it.
I will only tell you that we will take care of it, unquote, Trump said at the White House. Shortly after he spoke, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said diplomatic options remain viable and open on North Korea, but they do appear to be further away than ever before. The eighth round of UN-backed Syrian peace process gets underway Tuesday in Geneva, but the government delegation has delayed its arrival until Wednesday. Stefan de Mistura is the UN special envoy to Syria.
The government did not yet confirm its participation in Geneva, but indicated that we would be hearing from them soon.
The opposition continues to insist that President Bashar al-Assad step down as part of any peace agreement. A Syrian newspaper said the government's decision to delay its arrival stems from that opposition position. More information online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.